That God has called us to this time of worship. And I believe that it's not a coincidence that we're all here. God has a plan and a purpose for each and every one of us. And I'm sure that many of you, each and every one of us has come up with a burden on our heart, or maybe a trial or something that we're concerned about. But we have to have the courage and the faith to praise God in the midst of them. And how often when we do that, when we praise him through those trials, they will vanish away. And I love, there's a favorite story. I have a lot of favorite stories in the Bible. But one of my favorite, we actually discussed this during first period, is the story of King Jehoshaphat. And there was a great host of Ammonites and Moabites that suddenly came against Judah to destroy the people and take possession of the land. Well, instead of murmuring and complaining, Jehoshaphat set himself to seek the Lord and to cry to him in the hour of dire distress and trouble. Then they went out to meet the armies of the enemy with the greatest weapon of war. I love this. This is just the best. That this world has ever witnessed, the weapon of praise. And when it says in 2 Chronicles 20, 21, and 22, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that they should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, and they were smitten. The victory gained over their foes was the most remarkable ever recorded in history. Love that. The enemies of Judah began to fight against each other and kept it up until every last man of them was slain. On the other hand, not one of the men of Judah was slain. All they had to do was to gather the fruits of victory. And so when we're going through difficult times, all we have to do is praise him, and then we can gather the fruits of victory. So let's come together now. Let's worship him. And if you have something that you're carrying on your heart, just give it to him and worship him and praise him. Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for this time that we can come into your presence, Father. Lord, I pray for each and every one of us, Lord, for the things that we're carrying, the things that we've left at home, Lord God. I pray that you will help us to cast them at your feet, Father, because we know that you are concerned about them. But Lord, help us to look at you, Father. Help us to seek you and praise you and worship you through the difficult times, Lord God. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise.
Yes,
you are worthy.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, we praise you. Lord, we worship you. Hallelujah.
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 Jesus, we praise you. Hallelujah. Jesus, we praise you. Hallelujah. Jesus, we praise you. Hallelujah. Jesus, we praise you. Hallelujah. Jesus, we praise you. Hallelujah. Jesus, we praise you. Hallelujah. Jesus, we praise you. Hallelujah. Jesus, we praise you. Hallelujah. Jesus, we praise you. Hallelujah. Jesus, we praise you. Hallelujah. Jesus, we praise you. Hallelujah. Jesus, we praise you. Hallelujah. Jesus, we praise you. Hallelujah. Jesus, we praise you. Hallelujah. Jesus, we praise you. Hallelujah. Jesus, we praise you. Hallelujah. Jesus, we praise you. Hallelujah. Jesus, we praise you. Hallelujah. Jesus, we praise you. Hallelujah. Jesus, we praise you. Hallelujah. Jesus, we praise you. Hallelujah. Jesus, we praise you. Hallelujah. Jesus,
Sing that hymn number one in your white camp hymnal number one. Sing this, we'll worship, and then maybe you have a testimony you want to share and just express from your own heart of praise your love and adoration to our God. So that would be appropriate to do it then. Okay, so let's sing the last verse, and then as God would encourage you to encourage us, let's feel free. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. I will praise Him.
I will praise Him.
Gave this testimony the other day. One day, my husband was invited to go to California and then to Taiwan to preach the gospel. And that morning, my son Philip got very sick. He couldn't eat anything. Everything came up. And that happened for a couple of days. And I called for prayer up here at camp, Ridgewood, and all churches. I asked them to pray. It was really bad. It was really bad. And I was alone with him at home, and I didn't know what to do, but we prayed. And then the Lord gave me a verse, and he says, "Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." And I took it, and I believed it. And the Lord came, and he showed me. Now, everybody has prayed. The camp has prayed. Keensburg has prayed. Ridgewood has prayed. Now, we've got to praise him. And you know, sick as he was, I told Philip, I came in the room, and he was really bad. I said, "Philip, we've got to praise the Lord. We have enough prayer going on, but let's praise Him." And so in his sick condition, he could hardly stand up, we started to praise the Lord. And first of all, it just went to the ceiling, and it felt like it just came down. But you know, as we praised the Lord healed him. He was able to sleep that night. And there I was able to give him food after a while, soft food, of course. But oh, how wonderful that the Lord came and healed him. He lost at least 35 pounds in that first. And he looked a mess, really. He was a young boy and he should have looked good. But the Lord came and touched him and made him every whit whole. And then after a while, maybe a year or two, he was going to college and he had to have a physical. And you know, when he had that physical, he was every whit whole. It was wonderful. And I'm so thankful that it was because we praised the Lord and it was a great victory.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I find myself these days very blessed. God has put me in a pleasant place. I have pleasant company there. And I was just thinking, you know, I had some difficulties, but God is there. God is good, and I'm happy. And I'm going to a church now in my new town that I just love. I love the people there. I feel so good. So as soon as I walked in the door the first day, before I even met anybody, I thought, this is home. You know, there's something about God's presence being there that I just knew I was home. And I was just thinking back, you know, we're talking about praising, and when I first got saved, the ministry I was in, I was in a bit of a quandary, because I knew that God wants us to ask for things, but He already knows what we're going to ask, and He knows everything. But we're supposed to thank Him for what He's done. And I used to find myself always taking the shortcut of saying, "God, you know it already." And I just start praising Him. You know, because And I remember looking forward to those times. I had an orange picking crew, and I'd drive the harvesting truck ahead, so I'd beat the bus out, and I'd get in the back of that truck, and I'd just worship the Lord and thank Him for all the things that He was going to do, you know? And I sometimes left out what it was I wanted Him to do, but He knew. You know, and I was thinking about things that have blessed me recently and encouraged me. And, you know, when I think about Jesus, the thing that impresses me, you know, outside of all the really, you know, godly things that someday will be there, but we're not really there yet, you know. The thing about Jesus that impresses me the most was how approachable He was. I mean, who was following Him? All these smelly, poor people in trouble all the time. Why would they follow Him? Because He accepted them unconditionally. He loved them, and He was able to communicate that to them somehow, and they knew it, and they followed that in Him, you know, and how God wants us to be like that too. You know, when you think back to people who have blessed you, and I think of Brother Bob. I used to come to the camp when Brother Bob was the director, and he would ask questions about how, specific questions about how I was doing, that I knew that, you know, I was concerned, but it wasn't just because he saw me, oh, let me ask him some questions and make him feel good. He knew what was going on in my life because he had listened, paid attention, found out some things about me, and how blessed it was. I look forward to that. Here's somebody that I know when I go there, that he cares about me, you know. And there are a multitude of other people that way too, but, you know, we're supposed to be like that. You know, there's so many troubles in our society and stuff now, and in our church where they were sharing, the pastor was sharing how we have to do our part to diffuse the situation. And you can't, you know, I don't know how good marching does and all kinds of protesting and stuff. But if I meet people, regardless of their appearance, their status, or whatever, and I take a real interest in them, you know, God's going to put His love in my heart because that's where it comes from. And God is then, there's a channel for God to work and to bring about the change that is needed in this world. And it's so exciting to be a part of that. You know, plus you get to meet so many interesting people that way. You know, just become a part of people's lives. What are you doing? Where do you come from? You know, your life is enriched by it. And sometimes people just hold back, and whether propriety or whatever, you know, and they just miss so much. It reminds me of Anne Shirley in Anne of Green Gables. When she asked someone if they had ever slept in a tree, no, I said, oh, you miss so much. I'm just thankful for God calls us to an incredible life. You know, and He gives us daily opportunities. Here, it's so easy, you know. Everybody is just wonderful here, you know, and here to see God, what an element that adds to it. But we can bring that back with us, you know, when we meet people, sit down with them, take an interest in people, let them know that they matter to you. And there are a lot of people that nobody does that for, whether, you know, for one reason or another. You know, and if we can overcome our own hesitations, you know, our own sense of proprieties. And I'm a Norwegian background. I understand historically Norwegians don't meet people because they're always waiting to get introduced, you know. Introduce yourself. Get to meet people. We're there. If we can get there to where we can plant the seed, God's going to make it grow. Yes. And God's compassion, then He knows we need it because we don't have it, so it's going to come in as, it's a blessing all the way around. And I'm just so thankful for that.
Praise. Great is Thy faithfulness.
Great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see.
Strength for today, bright hope for tomorrow. Great is His faithfulness. Praise the Lord. There's a few announcements this morning. We'll be receiving a love offering for the Children's Fund at the end of the service. Remind me to do that in our closing song. Dinner today is at 12:30. If you've come as an off-ground guest and would like to stay for dinner, you're welcome to join us, but you need to just see Sister Aletha. She's sitting in the back, and make arrangements to be here and pay for that meal. Appreciate it. Tonight's service is at 7:30. And then this afternoon, something a little bit different. We have the opportunity to climb a mountain. So if you would like to go up First Brother, which is not a terribly challenging hike, so it's not too bad for children and some maybe a little bit older if you still have it in you, you can see Brother Dan, and he may be able to give you better information as to the challenge that's before you. But at 2:30, right down here by the garage, by the beach, and from there he'll kind of take the crew up, and it'll be a couple hours going up and enjoying the sights and sounds, and then back down. Mm-hmm. And so that'll be at 2:30 this afternoon. See Brother Dan later if you'd like to be part of that or have any questions about that. And we have a special song this morning. We'd like you to come now and sing, please.
If you'd like to follow along with us, it's number 65 in the white book.
Friends all around us are trying to find what the heart yearns for by sin undermined. I have the secret, I know where it is found. Only in Jesus true pleasures abound. Strive for sin darkens the way. and all.